Matt had been on planes before, but apart from a holiday in Florida with his mum a couple of years before, he'd not been on such a long flight. He doubted that 12 hours in a commercial airliner would have passed so pleasantly as the time in Harper's jet. He was tired and they were flying through the night. He knew there would be a long journey once they left the plane, so after talking to Robin and watching a movie on DVD, a blockbuster that wasn't even out in the cinema in Britain yet, Matt tried to get some sleep. The lights were dimmed for the middle hours of the flight, but Matt found his mind was alive with the excitement and novelty of it all. He felt guilty at enjoying himself when Dad could be in deadly danger, but there was nothing he could do about it. Everyone else seemed to have gone to sleep. Robin must be exhausted after working through much of the previous night, and even her father seemed to be taking a nap. At last, Matt slipped into a doze. He woke several times and thought that he could not have slept much at all, but when he woke again and checked his watch, he found he'd been asleep for nearly 3 hours. The main cabin lights had come back on, and the sound of the engines changed as the plane started to descend towards Rio de Janeiro. Through the windows, Matt could see the famous statue of Christ, standing, arms outstretched, above the city. Skyscrapers rose against a backdrop of ragged mountains, modern and ancient, thrust together. Matt was disappointed that they weren't spending any time in the city, but that disappointment was tempered by his desire to get on with finding the treasure of St. John, with finding Dad. He followed Robin down the steps from the plane, and the heat hit him with a physical intensity. He hoped that Harper had installed air conditioning in his ancient palace. After a brief wait in a private lounge in the airport, they continued the journey by helicopter. The contrast could not have been greater, from relaxing, luxurious space to a noisy, cramped cabin. Matt was jammed between Robin and Catherine Feather. Whenever he moved, he rubbed against one of them and became more and more embarrassed. When he felt the urge to scratch his ankle, it became a major operation watched by the others with undisguised amusement. But the view was worth the discomfort of a few hours. Right from the noisy, shuddering takeoff, Matt was transfixed. He was glad he was sitting in the middle now, as he had a good view out of both sides of the helicopter. On the one side, he could see the golden sand of the beach, covered with tiny people sunbathing. On the other was the view of the mountains. It seemed to take forever to rise up high enough to fly over the hills and mountains and leave Rio behind. The roads became fewer and narrower, the mountains even more craggy, the open spaces larger and wider. Soon, any sign of civilization was rare.